This is Ozarks at Large. Late last month, the latest edition of Azares, a Spanish-language literary journal published by students at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, became available, still published in the midst of a pandemic. This week, we reach Mary Sabani, associate professor and head of World Languages Department at UAFS, and asked her about the journal and the students she supervises for its creation. She joined us from her backyard via Zoom. She says the inspiration for the journal came a few years ago.
I noticed we didn't have a place where the voices of the Latino community could be expressed in a way that was artistic, in a way that really showed the richness of Hispanic culture. And I thought, well, you know, let's do this. Let's get a literary magazine where people can express their poetry. We can publish photographs and art that really just shine a light on this Latino spirit. So yeah, that was like the seed of the thought right there was, let's do this, let's get this started. There isn't anything else in the region. University of Arkansas in Fayetteville doesn't have one, and they're real supportive of us actually. So the first one we published in 2008, and little by little we've been growing a greater reader base. This year we had a lot of submissions that were international. We had submissions not just from Fort Smith and Van Buren and Little Rock, but we also had submissions from Brazil and from Mexico, and even a Mexican writer who's currently living in Germany. So it's just been really interesting seeing how this magazine has made the world smaller somehow, bringing all the people together who love this sort of expression, literary expression.
How has it changed since 2008 to now? I mean, any literary journal, right? You get a couple of editions under your feet, more people know about you. Has that been sort of the trajectory?
Yeah, and definitely it's been a learning experience. We've been learning how to be better editors. We've been learning about timelines and just the strategic approaches to getting everything done by certain deadlines. Probably the biggest change that happened was a change that occurred about 3 years ago when we began collaborating with Katie Harper, who is, she teaches the publication and design class at the university. And so her students, as the main project for her course, they meet with us in different teams. We're the clients. They create layouts and cover design for us. We choose the top four, and then they do a whole pitch for their design, their cover art, and then the editorial board makes a final selection. And I tell you what, the caliber of the layout, design, and cover art, and then the interior, the watermarks that contribute to the flow of the design throughout the book, that's just like through the roof. I was talking to Katie the other day and I said, she asked me if we wanted to do it again next year. And I was like, yes, we cannot stop this. This is working so well for us. And the students get that wonderful experience too of seeing what this is like, having a final product that's in the real world and that's getting distributed nationally and internationally.
How can people find it?
So we're on the website. So if you go to the UAF website and type in Azares, it'll take you right to it. You can Google it. And it's also on, there's a platform called Submittable. And that's used by a lot of literary magazines, English and Spanish. And if you do a search on there, you'll find us also.
What will we find in this most recent edition?
Oh, we have... Okay, so my favorite... I have two favorites in this edition. The centerfold art was a digital photograph by one of our students, Alexandra, and she had this amazing cityscape of Bogota, Colombia, where she went the last summer, you know, before all the COVID stuff started. So it's just beautiful. And it just gives this flavor of like, yes, I am that world embracing vision that we're trying to portray with a magazine. So that's one of my favorites, just beautiful. And then the other one is a poem by Julie Corrales. And she is half Mexican, half Costa Rican. The poem is entitled, actually I have it here, "To the girl sitting on the ground outside the office bathroom her mother was cleaning on the night I was working late." And this poem has hope. It has this connection. It conveys the possibility of, yeah, we have as a Latino community, we're in a demographic that is socioeconomically in the lower strata in the United States. That's just how it is. Not everyone, but there's a large percentage. And that there's that hope for making a life that's better than the one you knew before. And it's this voice, the narrator is addressing this poem to this little girl and saying, "I see you. You don't have to be ashamed. I was there once. I remember coming and working late with my mother." So I'm totally not doing the poem justice because it's beautiful. You really just have to read it. But I think that's my favorite one from this edition. Not to say that our students' poems aren't awesome, because they are also awesome.
Was it any different producing it this year?
Oh, because of the COVID-19.
Yeah.
It was quite different, the latter half. Generally, we try to get it published by April and out and distributed to the community. But with COVID-19, that was definitely delayed. The students that were working on the designs were working remotely. So when in previous years, we could take a hard copy and walk it over, because generally the students are not bilingual. So if there's issues with, we want this photograph to complement this poem, we have to make sure that we let them know. And oh my gosh, it was just, can you tell I'm having like repercussions from the, that was definitely made it harder.
But thankfully, it got done.
We were a little late in getting it out. We were hoping to get it out at the beginning of May, and it didn't go out until the end of May. But I think another thing that made it a little different this year with COVID-19 was the fact that we were all, I think, a little bit more conscious about the impact of the writing during this time. Like, we were thinking, this magazine is always just a stellar object of inspiration. I'm totally not biased. But this year especially, I think we've needed some sort of a little bit more positivity, perhaps I could say, out there. Yeah.
I have to ask about the name of the literary journal.
Yeah.
You pronounce it better than I could. I wouldn't mind if you'd say the name again and tell me, translate it for me.
Sure. The title is Azahares, and it means orange blossom. The azahar is that the little white flower. I don't know if you're familiar with orange blossoms. Very fragrant, very small, very innocent looking, but boy, do they pack a fragrance punch. And so the azahar is a symbol of, it's used everywhere. It's like an iconic flower in Hispanic tradition. It appears in wedding bouquets. It appears in the crowns of quinceañeras. It's just, you know. So there's a play on words also with the word asar. So asar with an H is the orange blossom. Asar without an H is like the roll of the dice in destiny. And so that play on words was also something that as Spanish speakers, we really appreciated in the creation of that title.
Yeah. What can it mean for the students, for the campus community, to have a literary journal that's in the Spanish language, which is not the majority language in our region or on the campus or in the state, but is still somewhat underrepresented in our conversations? What can it mean to the people who participate and read it?
Well, what I hope it does is that it gives individuals of Hispanic descent who identify with the Latino tradition, that it gives them a voice, a space where they can see, hey, somebody like me is writing and getting published, is doing art, and that's getting published. Somebody like me can do it, so I'm going to try to do it. That's what I hope for our students, at least. And that aspect of professionalizing our students, so when they graduate with their Spanish degree from the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, they also have this possibility of putting something quite unique on their resumes as they go off to graduate school or as they go off to work in the community. This is something that not everybody can do. So the opportunity that we're providing for our area, I think, is quite important. And then just for the greater community, I think it is awesome that someone in Spain or in Mexico or in Costa Rica sees a publication from Fort Smith, Arkansas, that is valuing the Spanish language and Latino culture. I think it is awesome that from Fort Smith, Arkansas, home of Fulbright scholarships and Walmart, but that we're hoping at least to be in touch with all aspects of our American culture. You know, it's not just white. We've got more.
I'm wondering, you were mentioning the difficulty or the bigger challenges during COVID because not all of the layout students are bilingual and trying to make that communication. As you and I talk on the first day of June, we've had a difficult year. And it's become more difficult, it seems, in just the last few days. But I wonder if this is a metaphor, and maybe I'm grasping at straws, but the fact that here were people who perhaps couldn't speak the same language, but you communicated, you put together a project that included a poem of hope and artwork, that maybe in these tough times in early June 2020, we can use that as some sort of inspiration that things will get better again?
Man, it is the human spirit and the resilience of the human spirit, yes, that we can put things together. And yes, we have challenges. And yes, there are hardships. And yes, there's suffering. But art has a way of uplifting. And it transcends language in a way. Brings people together, like laughter does, right? We always say laughter brings people together. When you can laugh together, you aren't enemies. When you can laugh together, you don't have to be afraid of somebody who looks different than you or who speaks a different language than you. And I think art and literature, they do the same thing. They bring people together. They help you see a different side. They help you see, hey, this person had a hard time. They made it. I'm having a hard time, but okay, I'm going to make it too. I feel like I'm probably a little bit idealistic. This is my baby. And I love, I'll tell you what, probably my favorite part of this whole process of having a literary journal housed at our university are the responses that we get back from the poets and the artists when we send out the acceptance letters that they've been accepted for the next edition, the next publication. I just love that. That's totally my favorite part. The excitement, We had one year a young man from New York wrote back and said, this isn't the first time that this has happened, and I'm so excited. And since then, I've noticed, because he's written other things for us in subsequent years, that he's gotten published in other magazines too. So, yeah.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us, and tell the birds in your yard thank you too, because they've been wonderful to hear as well.
They are pretty noisy back here, but yeah.
Mary Sabani, Associate Professor and Head of World Languages Department at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, talked with us via Zoom earlier this week. The journal Azares can be found at a link at class.uafs.edu. We also have a link at ozarksatlarge.com.